that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
You already know. That Westside Gun shit hard as fuck, nigga. For sure. That shit hard. That shit hard.
I need that lighter, my brother.
There you go. Yo. What we doing? Trying to figure this out real quick. Turn that shit off. Turn that shit off real quick, Moses.
Shot 8 niggas, I hit the ladder.
How you feeling, Moses?
Good.
Dave, what up? How you feeling?
We in here.
We got Jizzle in this bitch.
What it do?
Jizzle.
We on some East Side, West Side gun shit.
Side gun.
You right. See how I did it? Hey, man. What you want me to do?
We working on that.
What? Gotta get that together.
Right. Calm down. Oh. Calm down. Yo, this Dirty Water Podcast, man. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
We in this motherfucker. East Side, what up? Fayetteville. You know what I mean? West Side, what up? South Side, Hope Mills, North Side. Charlotte, what up? Raleigh, what up? Durham, Nightdale, what up? Motherfuckers listen to us faithfully in Houston. I don't know who the fuck it is. Yeah. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't know who the fuck listening to us in Houston, but they listening to us. Shout out to you. Chicago still listening to us. LA, what up? Different cities in Florida, too. So, what up?
Orlando, Tampa.
Columbia, what up? Yeah, Orlando.
Tampa.
Jacksonville. Nah, fucking Miami.
Miami.
Yeah. What up? Yo, what up? Just yo, what up, man? It's fucking Dirty Water Podcast. What
New
up?
York, what up? White Plains, what up?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry, Dave. Not. White Plains, what up?
Yeah, right. Bronx, what up? Harlem, what up? All five boroughs, what up?
Right. Yo, we got Cousin Keen back with us.
I'm back.
We did that already, cuz.
King. So we did favor already.
Yeah. East Side. You know what I mean? Nah. King, what up?
What up, cuz?
What up? You back?
What up?
You see that light day, please? What's up with you, man? Right.
Chilling, what up?
I'm
here.
As
usual.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. It's a good weekend so far.
Is that why you down here or what? What's up with you?
I'm down here.
Man, make sure you're talking to my. I told you I got time for CJ.
That's
to
why
of
I'm
my
down
ass
here. My fault, guys. That's why. Yes. I'm down here.
Yeah, let him know.
Yeah,
told you smooth, yo.
We had a cookout.
It's good. It's decent.
Moses, good food.
A lot of food.
A lot of people.
A lot of family. Yeah. A lot of hungry niggas.
What you niggas
a lot
eat?
Of real family and a lot of you
them
know
alligator bites was fire.
I ain't had none.
Yeah,
you forgot about the alligator.
They get some
making plates.
After they came off the grill, they just was gone.
They came out the grease. It was over.
I forgot all about the alligator bites.
Well, your dad hid them somewhere.
Oh no! I had them.
Oh, you have
them. I'm saying I had them, but I forgot that was on the fucking menu.
Fire.
That shit was fucking good.
So mad about that, you know. Alligator.
Why you mad, Moses? Because you ain't pull up in time.
Yeah, it's probably my fault. All
right, so let's say it's your fault.
You went to church. Yeah, we started cooking early.
We did cook on a Sunday.
Chopped it up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's really happened.
What you eat, Dave?
I ate everything, nigga. Whole bunch of pork. Whole bunch of fucking ribs.
Lord. Sweet hay.
Sweet.
Hey, Ryan.
Sweet hay.
Shout out to OG, this nigga. This nigga was cracking a whip. He tried to at least.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga.
Sweet day.
You know what I mean?
What you eat? What you eat, Keem?
I had some
Because you ain't from around here.
I'm not from around here.
So you don't get this luxury.
I don't. The luxury of having.
Eating that type
wild
of food.
Shit.
Right.
Alligators. Oh, yeah, deer. We had some deer. That deer is fire.
I didn't eat no deer. I didn't eat no deer.
Yeah. It was fire.
Was it?
Salmon was fire?
Yeah, salmon was fire. It had that just amount.
Pork grease.
Of the right pork amount. Grease. I need. No, you know what I'm saying?
No, it was coming.
Just shining lips. Your lips were shining.
He wasn't going to let you go.
Nope.
That shit had no pork grease on it.
It did.
No, it did not.
It had a side of dip.
No, it did not. It did not have no pork grease.
It had pork grease all on it.
Maybe the last time it had pork grease, but this time it didn't have. Me?
That's what you think?
I ate the salmon that came straight out of the Pacific Ocean.
That's what I ate. North
Pacific.
That's a fact. You know what I mean? And we here all the way in North Carolina. So that speaks volumes, I feel like. That shit came out of the North Pacific, Kim. How was it to you?
Decent. Good.
Decent? Yeah. Nigga, don't disrespect it.
Decent means it was well. Mm. Good. What that means.
That's his lingo.
Yeah.
These New York niggas, man.
You Fayetteville niggas.
I am.
It was delicioso.
You eat any pork, Lex?
It was delicioso.
Did you have any pork, Lexus?
Had fried ribs.
I had pork.
You had fried ribs?
I had pork. I didn't have no fried ribs.
Fried ribs?
Oh, you know, I heard highly talks of the fried ribs.
Fried ribs is fire. Shout out to Jizzle for fried
ribs. Shout out to
Jizzle
on the fried ribs. I heard highly talks of it. For real.
Yeah, I didn't have that either. But
them shits was fire.
I heard that shit was good as fuck. Yeah. Right. A lot of niggas talking about how good the fried.
I walked in the kitchen.
I never heard of fried ribs. Go ahead, Dave.
I walked in the kitchen and seen Lex. Lex had a fucking rib bone around his ear like a boogie.
Yeah.
Like a cigarette.
Oh, so that's where we taking it.
I knew it.
Nigga had a whole rib bone around his ear like a boogie, my nigga.
What are you doing?
Is that ribs?
So chew on it now.
Pork?
Is that barbecue sauce on your neck?
You got flavor in it. So much flavor in here.
They should try.
Yeah, this nigga had a bib on. Barbecue sauce on.
Pork juice all over.
So now I had a bib
this
on.
This is the
here
only time
go.
I can
here
eat
we go.
Ribs.
Like I said, I'm Negan.
I'm Negan.
Now pass that pork.
Right.
Nigga said I'm Negan. What is that? What's Negan?
Not quite vegan.
Not quite vegan. Yeah, that's what it is. Negan.
I'm about to go Negan.
Come join me.
I would love to.
All right, well, I was definitely not on my Negan shit
we got
during
Negan.
The barbecue.
Negan.
I was definitely not on my Negan shit.
I was supposed to try to be vegan
Negan
until
shirts.
I got here.
Yeah, Negan shirts
doesn't
coming
work,
soon,
but I'm
going to
be
too.
Negan.
Dirty Water Podcast shirts coming, too.
Yeah.
Shit.
Burgers were good.
Shout out to all the Negans out there. Oh, yeah. All the sides were fire. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Macaroni and cheese went fast.
I didn't see any of that.
Went fast.
Exactly.
You ain't getting no mac and cheese?
Two pans.
Grandma made some today.
I know.
Hey, you gotta speak up. I'm tired of your soft voice, and I love you, cuz.
This is.
I
regular.
Know CJ gonna fix it. I'm just talking.
But
shit.
This is regular. This is regular conversation. I'm sorry. I'm gonna speak up though.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But you he missed the mac and cheese.
I didn't get any of it. My daughter got it though, so that's fine.
Okay.
Fun.
We're beautiful.
That's
self.
What counts.
Right? That was fun. Like everybody had a good vibe.
Chunky.
It's killing me. Niggas was killing the plates.
What you mean niggas was killing the plates?
Taking extra plates.
Oh, niggas was taking plates.
50 plates.
Oh yeah.
You ain't putting nothing
yeah,
in.
Yeah, niggas was taking plates before everybody ate.
That's you not your normal yeah. barbecue though?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's I niggas. Mean it's niggas.
No. There was a million people here.
Hold on.
Way more than I thought. Way more people than I thought it was. I thought we was gonna have a lot of extra food. Eh, it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, it's no extra food.
You
right. So you mad you can't make a plate right now?
And I got my plate.
No, I'm talking about right now though.
I mean,
you in the spot?
It would
be
nice.
It would be nice.
It was supposed to be like food. Plate. Supposed to be afterwards. You supposed to say, "Yo, let me get some." But the people like the family always.
Yeah, cuz got some.
Yeah,
and then
but see that's what difference. Like family get some. I'm talking about like. People, like, I understand you family, but you ain't put nothing on. Like you just coming by,
and
that's fine.
When you invite,
but at the same time, like just get
when
one
you invite
plate.
People, you gotta expect
you
got that.
Enough, get four things. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro.
Definitely have to expect.
Oh,
that,
so you though. Mad about the niggas that ain't spend no money taking plates on?
Like no, like kind
but
of.
But I think if you throw,
I understand,
if
like
you
coming
throw
to
an
a
event
cookout,
like
I'm
that,
just
though,
it's different.
You have to expect that though.
I mean, you have to.
That's
expect.
How I looked at it, Keem.
Yeah,
I was like,
niggas don't eat.
Say the normal cookout.
It was. It won't never like.
Fried ribs was fire.
Jizzle said, how was the fried ribs?
Shit was fucking fire. Shout out to
Jizzle. Damn, my man, I ain't
Jizzle gonna do that one more time. Shit was fire.
He fucking better, because I damn sure ain't getting none. Honestly, but I heard high. I'm telling you, I heard high talks about it.
What
it
I'm great. Saying, y'all be like, expect it, but at the same time, it still aggravates the person putting it on. You gotta think about like the people that put it on.
The you person that's knowing the event is always gonna have a little anxiety,
right?
Because they entertaining,
right.
Yeah. And spending money,
and always get like that.
But you can't get upset about that if you decided to throw that event.
We should have based everything with like
You can get upset about it.
You can. You can,
but that, I understand feelings. Both parts, though.
You're right.
That's feelings.
What I'm saying is, you're saying like people should be just disrespectful. Nobody should be like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I think that is disrespectful if you're taking like, just 50, come with 50 or plates and shit.
Yeah. Well, what do you consider disrespectful? What
was just like just
not
like,
coming with any, not coming with anything like every, to bring to the
somebody
pot.
Still come with something. I don't care if it's a bag of chips or something. Like, damn, at least you got something.
That's right.
I feel you.
I can chill.
Right.
Kids running around here peeing everywhere. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You stupid.
Hands on the goddamn. Did you watch any little kid? Nah. Mom's taking the plate.
Right.
Yeah, you better watch.
Where's your mom?
Where's your mom? Where's your mom?
This guy's funny. But I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, some stuff is aggravating, but it still was fun. I still had fun. I got drunk, like, had fun.
A good time.
You better have got drunk, nigga. We got the biggest bottle of fucking dirty water. You better have got drunk.
Multiples.
Three times.
Yeah.
Before the weekend was up.
Yeah. We have had lots of Hennessy.
We've been drinking dirty water since Friday.
Yeah, I have a lot. Like,
for real.
I might be tired of drinking dirty water right now.
No, come on. You have a podcast. You can't say that.
No, I'm good.
Well,
until next week, guys.
We're going to finish this dirty water here, right?
I didn't drink.
Daytime did too.
My nigga Keem.
Yo.
Suck at work tomorrow.
You gonna suck at work tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm gonna be fucked up.
Niggas might be shook.
I ain't gonna say nothing
about that. I might call out.
Shut up, man. Listen, man. You know what I mean? They listen.
They can't tie this back to any specific date.
We just talked about
Labor
Day.
They don't know me.
We just talked about Labor Day.
Like,
what the fuck
but
you
they can't.
About,
you can't tie it back to any specific date. They don't know when this is recorded.
I don't give a fuck. No way. It doesn't matter.
We recording on Tuesday. He might call out Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hey.
See,
Dave know how to do it.
There you go.
On a Tuesday.
Moving on.
Let's go.
Oh yeah, salmon's fire.
I'm pork like, fried salmon.
It was not
pork fried. Pork fried
why
salmon.
Why do you
want
to talk about the salmon?
Because I'm trying to defend the salmon. No.
Okay.
I want to keep talking about the salmon
after
because
left,
the salmon
I made sure it was pork on there.
This shit had right. The head on it, bro.
Listen what I'm telling you.
The head was
it's
in the
a jar
now.
Full of bacon fat.
It was in the yard.
You see what I'm saying? A jar full of bacon fat. When you went inside of there, conversating in here,
yep.
What I told them to do, I looked them, put that on there.
I had a rib.
I know you did.
I
you put the bone around your ear.
And you was
now
like
let's
a
go, man.
Yeah.
I didn't put the bone around
you. It was like a vampire on
it. Yeah, sauce on your neck.
What's wrong with you?
It's good.
The salmon was great. Fuck y'all.
All right.
Straight out of the Pacific. Dorian.
Hurricane.
Dorian.
Yeah,
get your ass the fuck out of here.
Dorian.
Like, we not fucking with you, Dorian.
Yeah, let's pray for the people out there.
Let's pray.
Going through, I think where did it hit first? The islands out there,
Bahamas,
not
saw and all that shit, man.
Okay,
shout out to y'all.
Did it hit Florida yet?
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray for all.
As we talking right now, but by the time we release this, no,
yeah.
But you know,
speaking of Highland too, right?
Oh yeah, 150 miles.
Yeah, it got
to
a five.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, it's a 5-4.
It got to a five now.
Oh lord.
Dorian, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, listen, this is just the beginning. You know what I mean? Everybody that's in that, you know, in those areas, buckle down, say a prayer.
Shout out to my nigga in Orlando,
be
man.
Safe.
I talked to him.
Don't go outside trying to be a hero.
Yeah.
Ride it out, baby.
Yeah, they always ride it out. The niggas in Florida is wild.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
They ride it out.
They ride that shit out all
you gotta
every
be smart.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout it out, baby.
Out of Florida.
Yeah.
My homie down there, I ain't gonna say his name, but he down in Orlando. I hit him up and I was like, yo, you coming back up this way around where your mom's is at?
Mm.
And he He was like, nah, I'm going to just go ahead and hold this one out this time. Because last time, he was stuck in traffic for like 17 hours on 95. Trying to get up here to avoid, wasn't Matthews, but it was, Florence, I want to say, that came here last year. So he was like, nah, I'm going to just hold this one now and not fuck with it or whatever. So shout out to him. Mm. He said he gonna stick it out there in Orlando. So
some people do, stick it out.
Right.
Drop your shit up and stick it out. Stay SNL. Pretty hard.
They don't got nowhere else to go sometimes. Yeah. But it is.
Y'all niggas ever been to Florida before?
I've been to Florida several times.
I've never been to Florida.
Uncle used to live in Florida.
What part you went to?
I went to Miami. I've been to Tampa. I've been to Orlando. I've been to Clearwater.
You've been all through fucking Florida, nigga.
I have been. It's a nice place.
How much different is it for you? Because, you know, I mean, I know you're in Philly now, but you're from New York. Mm-hmm. I look at Philly and New York kind of the same, but not the same.
Nah.
No.
I said kind of the same, but not as. Come on, listen as to my words.
As far as north and south go.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I got you. I got
but no.
But
no.
They're two different places. Not the shit on, not even the shit on Philly.
That's what I'm saying. Laugh, my nigga Dave,
they laughing like it's like it's a joke, but no, like New York is New York. And people will always say that New Yorkers look at the rest of the world as if like we run the rest of the world, but New York is like a beautiful place to be from.
It just ain't no place like
home. Right.
To be from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Explain. Why you think that?
Just the mentality.
Okay.
It's something that you can't explain. You have to be from there to understand it. You had to be there. That's what they say, right?
I mean, listen, you're right. I agree with you. So I just want to, they don't want to hear me say it because I've been down here too long. So I got to have New York niggas say it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, the mentality. It's a blessing.
Everybody loves their home, man.
That's a fact.
That's true.
Love
that's
it here, fact. Man.
Talk about you know the east side.
Love it here.
I love the east side.
You know what I'm talking about?
Jizzle over there.
Should be popping here.
Huffing and puffing. He
man,
don't
I've been
be
here for
no
20
more.
Years. I already know.
Jizzle love the east side, you heard?
Yeah, I've been here for 20 years. Yeah. I know. And I came here when I was 12.
Don't get it wrong. Like, it gets like every home gets on your nerves a little bit. But when you go away, you always be like, I'm going to go back home.
No place
get
like
home,
home
right quick.
No place like home.
I like home.
Right. It's good
right,
to visit.
Come on. Talk the shit.
But being down here is like more, it's peaceful, to right. be honest. And I like peaceful environments. I don't really like too much shit going on.
Okay, but would you live on where you from?
Would I live there?
Now.
Nah.
If I can afford a home,
because I'm saying like, I don't live on the east side.
Where I'm from, would I live there?
I wouldn't live on the east side.
I wouldn't live there and be like, yay, I'm doing well. Hell no.
You say that now because
no, because where I'm from is not a great place to live.
Right.
You from the BX?
Right. It's not
so
a great
would you?
Place
would
to
you?
Live. Would I go to New York City?
Right. Would you go back?
Yeah, if I had enough money, if I had the funds to do so.
Where you from is not New York City though.
Yes, it is. What the fuck are you talking about?
When you say New York City, I'm talking about Manhattan.
But that's a part of New York City, bro. That's there's five boroughs in New York City.
So would you go move to
five
to
boroughs?
A different section of the Bronx.
Like I'm in the Wu-Tang section. Shit.
There you go.
No, I wouldn't be in the Bronx.
Are there nicer sections?
There are
nicer sections. I'm not going back to the Bronx.
There are nicer sections
in the Bronx.
There are nicer sections in the Bronx, though, but I wouldn't go there either.
Why not?
Because there's nicer places elsewhere.
Where you want to go? Right, you want to go to Harlem? Because Harlem's different.
Harlem's nice too, but I wouldn't
it's a new
go there.
Harlem.
But I wouldn't live there. I mean, I would.
Jones says new Harlem.
It's possible I could get some property there or something, but I wouldn't live there. I wouldn't want to be like, yeah, I'm going to live here.
Hmm. You would buy property in the Bronx?
Yeah, I would do that too.
Shit's expensive, man. That's why I said
they gentrifying it right now.
Yeah, well, but still expensive.
It's
new
cheap.
York is New York.
New York is New York, but I would just to have it.
It's better to buy property down south.
But I would do that too. First. That's okay. My first option. That's what I'm trying to do now.
Dorian, get the fuck out of here. Fuck you. We ain't fucking with you. I'm tired of these fucking hurricanes in fucking North Carolina, man. Hey, and fuck you niggas that like to hit people up on your messenger or your inbox when you have niggas' numbers. I hate that shit. If you have my number, don't fucking hit me up on the social media, nigga.
You don't pick up your phone, man.
I
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, see, yo, stop lying, B. You don't pick up your phone. You went superstar. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I definitely don't pick up my phone. You know what I'm saying? Phone, you got to text
3-5 times, then you call and shit.
Me too. Me too. So I get it.
Don't pick up your phone, but they know you on social media, so they hit you on social media.
Yeah. You, I'm like, what the fuck? This nigga don't pick up his phone, but he on social media. They,
this nigga liking shit.
Yeah. Like, what?
Did you see my message?
The nigga just posted a status.
Did you see my message?
How y'all feel about that type of shit, though?
It's would you rather it's their prerogative. It don't matter. Or I don't really care. I don't feed into that much.
Niggas can call you on your fucking Facebook.
That they can call you anywhere now. Instagram,
that shit is crazy.
All that.
Yeah. Well, you gotta understand. Some niggas be doing that too on the Facebook
that message
shit because
they won't be able to call you.
Their phones fucked up, so they call you through the Facebook. they ain't got no minutes, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
They don't got no minutes.
Niggas on the Wi-Fi.
But they got the Wi-Fi.
They on the Wi-Fi plan. Yeah. They good. They on the Wi-Fi.
Good guy still popping.
Right. Wi-Fi plan.
Gonna be there because I can't call you back. Are you sure? Are you sure you going?
Yo.
Shout out to my Wi-Fi niggas, man.
That's true.
Fuck that, man.
Let me listen.
Don't hit me up on that social
I think
media.
As a grown man, you should never be you should
Wi-Fi as a grown man, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got to get your shit
together. What you want to plug in? The Wi-Fi cord in the phone?
Nah.
If that's one of your biggest worries,
right?
Your cellular device as a grown man.
Niggas don't care. But like, niggas don't care. Niggas will be like, look, I got to pay this right here. Fuck this phone.
Niggas pulling over to McDonald's and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck the
y'all
phone.
Y'all gotta make a phone call.
I can make a call right quick.
Right, gotta go to Walmart.
Hey, yo, bro, let me use your phone right
now. No. No. Don't use my fucking phone, nigga. Get your own fucking phone. Nigga, it's 2019.
You got five calls. You got five calls, niggas calling you. Yo, Gerard, who the fuck? Nah, nigga. It's one time. I just got the store. Who the fuck is this?
You stupid, nigga.
Did y'all
y'all niggas seen the Chappelle?
I did.
On Netflix?
I did.
And it was the funniest.
He's hilarious.
I've been waiting on that shit.
Talk your shit, Moses. How you feel about it? I loved it.
Like, you was saying shit niggas always want to say. But like, you know what I'm saying?
The only reason why this is so funny is because I see his facial expression on this one.
Yeah.
Like, his facial expression on is just crazy right now.
Like, the whole time.
Like, nigga, what you expect?
The nigga said don't click on his face.
Like,
if you got a problem, don't click on my, like, if you feel like I'm gonna say something, don't click on my
face.
You
talking about the older woman. He was like, R. Kelly's fucking up. But he was like, who the fuck says that on the tape? This is some good.
What did he say?
He was like, this is some good 16-year-old pussy. He was like, honestly, you said that shit. Like, if you filming, you a dumb motherfucker. What the fuck is you doing? He was like, you should have been smart, motherfucker. And said, it's some good 32-year-old pussy. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But he was like, bitch, you know your thing was no 16-year-old.
Dumbass.
Like, man, you the one clicking on my fucking face.
Yeah, he said something like 32-year-old pussy isn't great.
Yeah,
no,
it was 36. I'm 32.
Oh, it said 36.
He said 36. I'm like, damn.
It's funny, man. Like, they should get offended, man. He go,
he was touching on a lot of different things, too.
He was touching on the gays, the lesbians, and.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. LBT or whatever.
Don't do that, please.
Whatever he said. I don't know how to describe all that.
Yeah, that was a good joke, too.
It was.
But see, it was good where it was clean, where it's not offensive.
No, it was
all jokes
offensive.
Are offensive.
But it's always offensive, but not to the max.
They gonna
think.
You
think it's offensive, Dave? I don't think it was offensive.
It is offensive. I'm not offended by it. I'm not offended either, but it's just.
I'm sure some of them is gonna think it's offensive.
But I feel like the way he cleared it up was, what if I came out as I feel like I'm Asian in this nigga body? And made these trying to be Asian, had his Asian face and everything like that.
Yeah,
that's how he was cleaning it up.
He was trying to make
somebody
it seem
gonna be
like,
but at the same time,
but if that, no, he was basically, I felt like he said, if that's who you are and that's what you feel like, be who you are, cool. Ain't nobody mad at that. But take these jokes equally, too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because they make fun of black people, they make fun of whatever.
Everybody, so we going to make fun of you, too.
That's just have fun with it.
Right.
Let's laugh.
Right.
But that's why I say, to me, he could have went harder. Could he not?
I think
on that, you know what I'm saying? It was just
subject.
Like clean, on the subject.
I
it
mean,
was clean and funny. It made sense, like what he was talking about.
I think That was his aim is to make it a little
racy. Mm. Not racy, but you know, get a little controversy from it, but not go overboard with it.
You know, cause you know what I'm saying? He told he the situation like he fucked up like job. With the situation with Chappelle's show. Cause you know he said he was gonna say
he couldn't say faggot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he was like,
but he was freely saying nigga.
She was like, no, you can't say that because
you ain't gay. He's like, well, I'm not a nigga.
I'm not a nigga.
Yeah, so, but she called him a nigga indirectly.
Yeah.
Right. She's like, well, duh, you're not.
You're
not gay. So,
you're not gay, but you're
but you are a nigga. You're a
nigga.
Crazy.
He's like, I'm not a nigga either. Like, what? That fucked up.
Probably stumped her. She was like, touche, my nigga.
Right.
And that's the way you bring things. It's like, wait a minute. It's just like, anytime somebody trying to play you,
his
like,
delivery is amazing.
All the way on point.
Comedy, I feel like it is hard on comics. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's hard now.
It's a sensitive era now.
If I was a comedian, I would not be apologizing for nothing.
Comedy is comedy.
Right. Yeah, but I like the way he was talking about.
But you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Absolutely.
I like what he was talking about everything, and then his son talking about, hold up, son, don't touch me. Chicken grease on you, man.
Right.
His son looked at him and was like,
it occurred to me I was doing so well in life that my son was gonna run up to me with duck grease all over.
Yeah,
that's funny because earlier
that's hilarious.
Dave was driving and he said, "Oh shit, I keep burping up salmon," and I was like, "Damn." That's funny.
That's not funny. A bad thing to burp up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
Salmon.
I don't think he's going to offend anybody, though. Well, I mean, they're going to take it that way, but
he was talking about his wife.
Niggas get offended off of that.
Like, that's your opinion, my nigga. You can't tell a nigga how to
feel.
I can't tell nobody how to feel. But I'm just saying, from my point of view.
It ain't for them.
I can't say what nobody else.
And good, mostly, you know what I mean? Good. The best comedy is offensive to me.
Yeah.
It's offensive to somebody. You know what I mean? But to me, at least.
There's a lot of comedians out there that's going hard on us. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know about.
Well, like making black like, people?
Black people.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
and if we find out we're one to kill them, wouldn't we? See?
Yeah.
That's how it usually works.
Maybe with every one of them, so they, you know what I'm saying? Even in
that sense of humor or something.
Yeah. That's true.
But see,
hold on. They put themselves in there and put everybody else so it can make it look.
It's all about how you deliver it.
Yeah, that's true.
If you, you getting out of pocket, we know what that is. We know what that's about. But you know what I mean?
Especially purposely.
Right.
If you're purposely trying to get out of pocket,
like, have you ever seen George Lopez? Probably not.
I have seen.
Yeah,
you see how he goes?
Funny.
Yeah, he's funny, but like you see what he be saying. Like, and we do the odd thing. Like,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? But like,
because George Lopez is he's Hispanic.
Yeah.
We accept him more. I feel like.
I'm talking about like with any kind of race, he still go hard on his race.
I'm
saying like every comedian does that.
It's funny.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I agree with you.
It's
on
equal
that.
Up, and it's funny. Like, but I love the special though. It was funny as hell, man.
Did any
go check it out?
Yeah.
Word, that shit was hilarious.
He speaked on Jesse Smollett.
Right.
Yeah. What did he say? Juicy Smollett.
Juicy Smollett.
Oh my god,
that was funny.
A French actor.
And he explained but I liked it because he explained why niggas didn't pop off.
It was great.
He explained why we didn't pop off. We knew someone, right?
Dave,
you knew someone, right?
I ain't trust that nigga from the
jump. He had a noose.
He's on Empire.
Where you get a rope from? Like
in Chicago. Shout out Chicago.
Right.
We see y'all listening. That's funny though, man.
It was good though. Check it out.
Shout out to fucking Dave Chappelle, man. That shit was fire. So man, shut up, Moses. I ain't fucking with you, nigga. Y'all niggas still ain't tried that chicken, huh?
What, that Popeyes?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna try it.
Why not?
I think it's poison.
Oh, shit. We got a conspiracy theorist. Why is it poison?
Seeing what the chicken?
I think it's poison anyway, nigga, period.
Period.
Popeyes chicken, period.
Go ahead.
It's poison. So for them to put it on a sandwich is even worse.
Why?
Cause it's already poison, nigga. They just put it on bread.
Poison bread.
Shit on bread. So that's just a complete answer. That's it. Like, what the fuck?
Like, I feel like you, that's ain't self-explanatory. Nothing better
than chicken on bread, nigga.
Hey, look, what a pickle.
What a pickle? It's some sauce on it?
Let's up these sales.
He just feel like he put chicken on a stick and they just roll with it.
Yeah. That's it. Other places are making money off chicken sandwiches. Yeah. Burger spots, listen. And Popeyes is like, we want in.
Well, I know.
So let's put our poison on the bread.
So, you know, they be like, we trust y'all, chicken joint.
Let's put our poison on the bread.
Well, I know Dave and Moses haven't tried it.
I haven't tried it either.
All right. Well, see, now they're saying they sold out, right?
Right.
When they come with that next batch, you going to trust it?
No.
Because I said I was going to trust it. I mean, not trust it. I said I was going to try it.
No.
Mm. And I was like, oh, damn, y'all ran out. Where are these fucking chickens at? That y'all ran out of?
No, that's my question. Because the company wanted to up their sales, probably. They only estimated a certain amount of sales with the chicken.
I'm just confused on how y'all ran out.
Bought in a little bit of chicken. Thought it was going to sell a little bit.
And it's steroid up anyway.
And it's crazy.
All this chicken is steroid. But you still want it.
Listen to him. He says all this, but he still wants the chicken.
Of course.
Yeah. Who, me?
You. You just said you want the second batch.
No, I did not. I said I'm not trusting the second batch.
Well, this is recorded. You did say you went the first, second batch.
No, I said, I told myself I was going to try it until they said they ran out.
Okay.
Once they ran out, so y'all ran out of chicken?
Right.
Like, where them chickens at you just had then?
Right.
So, oh, I'm supposed to trust this next batch when y'all say, yo, we back on deck.
Yeah, trust that.
I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm good. Like,
maybe they,
so how much
maybe they're trying to say they're getting fresh chicken.
No, but my thing is, how much are you rushing that process?
They're not getting that frozen stuff.
You're rushing this next process.
It's not so stepped
on. You double steroid.
Getting that fresh ostrich.
Like, that fresh ostrich.
Yeah. That's how niggas ran out. You can't. Niggas already get them shits.
Get that ostrich.
Yeah, those breasts. Those breasts do be big.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers lined up and shit, tripping them over a sandwich.
And then the breast be thick and it's always juicy. It's crazy.
Right.
Can't trust it, man.
It's fake.
Huh?
Right, right.
It's bigger than a chicken, usually.
Jill says it's not even the shape of a breast.
Your chicken titties ain't even that big, my nigga. Let's go.
Like a starfish with a crook in it.
And then y'all be wondering why I love Dave, man.
Like, that's like, real though. They not.
It's real.
Oh shit.
It don't look like no breast. This ain't no breast.
Yo, this ain't a chicken titty.
Oh,
and they ain't had titties like this when I was younger.
They had titties.
Back that right up.
Back in my day.
And we dabbing,
we definitely the dab is crazy.
The dab is smooth.
And shout out to my white boy that grew some shit for me. And I'm sorry, bro. I didn't roll it this time. I forgot it, but I will next episode. I promise you. So, you all right, Dave? You all right, Dave? You all right? All right, man. Come on, man. What's up, man?
Let's go. You good?
Yeah.
Shaboo.
Pour some dirty water. Let's get it together, man.
All right, we in there.
You good, Jizzle? You good, Keem?
I'm good.
All right, I'm just talking shit, man. Just trying to get everybody together, man. These niggas dabbing.
Man? I'm Shaboobie.
Shaboobie. Hey, you know what? Can we just name the episode Shaboobie this time? Fuck it.
Shaboobie?
Shaboobie.
Nah, nigga.
We're going to name the episode Shaboobie. Come on.
Nah. We gotta name it EA Sports.
Nigga just said Hubbooty.
EA Sports. EA Sports.
Nigga. You said what?
We had to name the episode EA Sports.
Why?
Because we in the game.
That's why I love my niggas, man. These niggas. Yeah. Love my niggas, man.
Yeah. We in the game, dude. Nobody on the bench, huh? Nobody on the bench, huh?
Oh, you still gonna be mad at me when I cancel that Netflix though. Mm. It's coming.
Yeah. Wow,
it's coming.
Just let me know.
I got you. You my nigga. I got you.
Just let Aaron watch. Just some let me shit. Know.
I got you.
You gotta hear and watch some shit.
Let me hurry up and watch some shit that I've been planning on.
Yeah, I got that.
You're fucking up his schedule now.
Nah, I ain't shit.
Be all right.
Yeah, I just
What the fuck?
You gotta hook me up with the other link.
With the other link, right?
The other link. And if you don't,
you gonna start knowing too much. I don't know. What motivate?
Like your legs. Your legs.
What motivation in life, Moses?
What
get you going? What makes you want to do better?
What grinds your gears?
Hey.
What grinds the gears?
Yeah, hell, man.
That's a stupid question.
What makes you want to have more? What makes you look further into life?
What makes you want to grind more is really your family, man.
Mm.
Certain situations that happen.
Chisel got me high over here.
Shut up, man. Moses talking. Shut up.
You got him high, though.
Whatever.
But certain situations you've been in life, it just makes you want to do better.
Right.
Especially see somebody doing bad or, you know what I'm saying, can't really do nothing. Ain't know they trying. Just make you want to go harder. But if you see somebody doing shit, just be like, man, I'm just glad it ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's a different breed.
Damn.
But,
yeah, poops.
People have like almost that situation. I especially think they could go hard and like try to do more in life.
You know Shut up, King.
Especially going somewhere.
All right. Yeah, this topic is too positive right now. Let's get to the bullshit. Let's go, man. come on, man. Let's get to that bullshit. We get
I'm
high.
Trying to dab. No. Yeah, what motivates you, suck a dab?
Good weed motivates.
All right, now can you
do it?
I like that one, Dave. That's
good
one.
You know what I mean? Good weed.
My family motivates me too.
Though. Boom. That's
like that. Moses said, my family.
There you go.
My family. What motivates you?
You a father, so
yeah. What motivates you?
Fact.
The almighty dollar.
That's it.
Yeah.
You look like Pookie right now.
God, boy. If we had a camera, y'all seen this, man.
You look like
y'all
Pookie.
Would be laughing your ass off.
And I'm gonna get this.
That is crazy.
God. That's
yourself.
Why I love this podcast. Don't fucking film me, nigga. Yes. Hold up. We put your fucking camera down. Don't do that.
We should have moved the mic out the
we
way.
We got him.
You looking like Catwoman. When you were trying to do that, like you had a mask on. I was like, what's going on, man?
This is what I hate about the dabbing. Yeah. The dabbing makes you look like a crackhead.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
You about to put your eye out.
Let's just be clear.
Yes, it does.
The dabbing makes you look like a fucking crackhead,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So I'm burning the shit.
Right. And you look like everyone I ever saw. Every crackhead.
Looking like Samuel Holy Jackson shit. In the house. Mama found him.
I'm about to change this topic because I want y'all niggas to talk so I could dab real quick.
Already said what we had to say about it. It's just like a quick little tap.
Money motivates me, but my family motivates me more.
That's right, man.
Let me say that first.
I agree with that as well.
You know what I mean? But money motivates me because you don't want to say you have to have it, but you have to have it to live a certain way you want to live.
You have to have it.
Right.
Just say you like being secure.
But at the same time, you don't want to say money is everything.
No, just
say,
listen, that's stupid.
Why not?
That's what
because
they tell,
family is better than
Listen, mm-hmm. that's true. But this is what
Talk
they tell.
Shit.
I think that's what they tell black people so that we stray away from those things.
Right,
like,
right.
Money is very important.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that shit, you don't have anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you need your money.
Money is
I think
point.
Money is power.
Root of all evil.
It's power though. They tell you that so you stray away from it.
Right.
Listen, money is the root of all evil. But you need that shit though.
Right. Yeah.
Crazy.
Still get it.
You need it though. Get it, but it's the root of all evil.
Yeah. Mm.
Get that shit though.
Right.
Does that sound right to
and
you?
And deal with the evil, goddamn
it. It does.
Does it really?
It's the root of all evil, but there's evil everywhere without money.
I feel like
exactly.
That blood money is the evil. Exactly. Root of all evil.
You know what I mean?
Bloody money.
What you consider blood?
Blood on the money.
Okay. Niggas dying over it, huh?
Blood on
I mean, shit, people will die over it because it's needed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's needed. It's something that you need.
I think
it's
all money is blood money, nigga.
Dave. I think all money is blood money and has a trace of cocaine in it.
Well, that's true that money does have, dollar bills do have traces of cocaine.
Either either cocaine or prostitution.
Yeah, either Ooh. One. Ooh. Either one.
Sex trafficking Ooh. Is big, baby.
It is.
Unfortunately,
they touch yeah, the That's money crazy, is touch woman or coke. That's right. True.
Okay, we on sex trafficking. How y'all feel about that?
Oh,
okay.
Sex trafficking. It's a
it's fuck it. We here. What up?
I'm sure oldest, we all disagree. It's the oldest. On that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure
sex
we do.
Trafficking. I mean, yeah. Prostitution itself is the oldest.
I'm really asking King because we both have daughters.
Right.
I mean, not saying it's not happening to the boys too.
But yeah. Sex trafficking oh, it itself.
Is. Yeah, I'm not saying it's not. But it I'm is. Saying
it's That's crazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Jizzle has a daughter. Jizzle has a daughter.
Yep. Yeah.
So, sex trafficking, trash.
Trash, very much so.
It's very trash.
Stop
it's,
kidnapping kids.
Yeah, don't kidnap kids.
Nah.
That's trash.
But there's this thing that you talking about getting the bag, niggas is doing that to get that money.
Right.
Don't even have no heart. Don't even care.
I can understand thing. That's why they say money is a root of evil.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
See?
But yeah. I still think it's a necessity.
It's demand. It's all reason.
I mean, it is.
Yeah. We can agree it's a needed.
Necessity. America makes it a necessity.
We can agree we need it, right?
Fuck y'all.
It's true. They do. We know the
America
world.
America makes it that way.
Not America. The world. It's not
the
just
world.
America.
Yeah.
It's
the world. Just America.
I don't know. Because I feel like you go to other certain countries, they not like really worried
yes,
about money.
Yes, they nigga, you gotta pay
everything.
Some countries everything costs.
Money. They might have a different economic right. system, but
value system.
They still value.
Either way, you gotta
still,
work.
The
money still counts. No matter
it still
where
counts.
You at.
Exactly.
But I just feel like it's just different atmosphere. Some coaches don't even fuck with us. They feel like we greedy.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Mm-hmm. American greed.
Jesus yep. Christ, man.
It's crazy. Bloody.
Right.
On Dirty Water.
Dirty Water. Listen, I forgot how to tackle this fucking topic, and I forgot what we said about it. It was something about how much you value life, but how we go about it. I'm sorry.
Have there ever been any life-changing experiences that you've gone through.
I'm sorry.
Right, there you go.
That'll change your perspective on life.
Right. Have you ever seen your life flash before your eyes?
That's
a whole nother question.
That's both.
They're
so
one and the same?
No, they're not one and the same, but let's just answer both.
It's just like, I guess, the equal question you asking. Just put it all in one, so that way we just answer all in one.
Okay, say it again, King, my nigga.
With the entire question?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone through anything in life that's altered your, I guess, your perception on
okay.
life?
Okay. I think everybody has.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your biggest one?
Who you want to start with?
I don't know. Anybody got one first? Maybe my best friend died.
Okay.
That was something that, you know, I mean, kind of taught me a lesson in life. He overdosed and all that.
Oh, okay.
And what was the other question?
Have you ever seen your life
flash before your eyes?
I've been in I've been in two accidents, actually. Yeah, we talked about one of them.
Right,
you know
right.
I mean? And been in another one in a work truck. Shit flipped over, nigga fell asleep and shit. Or, you know what I mean? But I don't know if my life flashed, because, maybe. Because I remember waking up in a fucking... I had a big bag of Skittles. I was eating Skittles.
Why
and
was
shit.
You eating Skittles? You was tasting the rainbow?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Pause.
Yeah, you trying to do me, cuz?
Mm-hmm. Yo, they be shooting at me all the time. I got to get my shot in when I can. Okay. I got to get my...
You was tasting the rainbow?
I got to get my shot in when I can.
I'm surprised Moses didn't say anything about this right now.
That's a pause on you.
Because he just said... You was tasting the rainbow?
That's how he said it?
That's how
he
said it. You heard him.
He asked me if I was tasting the rainbow.
Running back. Hey, look. Because the funniest thing would have been if Dave would have answered it.
But you just asked another man.
That would have been the funniest part.
He ain't answer
it. He ain't going to catch me like that.
Right. He ain't... That would have been the funniest part.
I was trying to catch him, but I'm
gonna like. Which thing he's gonna be like, yeah, I was tasting the rainbow. Right. That would have been real bad.
Even if he would just say
that would have been real bad.
even if he was like, I don't know. It, either way, it's just been like, oh, yeah, you ain't supposed to answer that, nigga.
Either but you way, should ask that question.
You right. sound it sound like a pedophile.
I gotta shoot
question.
My shot when I can.
Hey, right. yo.
I hate you.
Hey, yo. Sound like, it's because it's like, he's extending. Like he's extending this. All right. He just, I gotta shoot my shot when I can. After you just said you was tasting the rainbow. What?
Oh, shit.
Cut
this nigga
bike
off, man.
Ah, this nigga was.
You gonna have to ask CJ to edit that part out.
He feeling good.
That was bad, guys.
He feeling good.
It's all good.
That's when you feeling good.
We rolling. Fuck that. Fuck y'all niggas. Fuck you, New York niggas. I love y'all.
That's when you feeling good.
Yo, that was bad.
Where you going?
Hey, yo. He did it colors.
Here you go, his West Side Gun shit.
Did you like the rainbow?
Boom. Oh, man. That is what it is.
With the stew.
Yo.
Any life-changing experiences?
Having a child.
Ooh.
For sure.
Ooh. Mm. And she's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep saying beautiful it every time girl. I see her.
Thank you.
Your life ever flashed before your eyes?
My life ever flashed before my eyes?
Yeah, like.
It has a couple of times. The last time is... Flash before my eyes.
Like you thought you wasn't. You was just gonna be. You ain't gonna be here no more.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna be here a couple times. The last time though, what wasn't? When was it? Can't think of the last time.
But you said it happened.
Think
it
about happen. One time though.
One time.
Last time. One time that you
I got stuck on the elevator once, and it was like in a extremely high building.
Okay.
And it kind of like dropped. It didn't just get stuck. So like it was like I thought it was going down.
Like, I was over
it. Yeah, I thought it was like final destination. But I'm
yeah. Let's call it that. You had a final destination moment.
Have you had one? Yeah, have you had one? And that was a bad one.
Damn.
Did it drop? How far did it drop?
I think it dropped like
2-3 floors or something.
10 floors.
Oh, okay. And then Jesus. Just stopped. Yeah, that's scary.
And I was never scared of elevators because I grew up in a place where like the elevators were always messed up.
Yeah.
So like when this happened, I was like, damn, this is crazy. Because that's never happened before.
Nah, fuck all that.
Yeah.
Damn.
I probably shit myself. I'm saying this, yeah, it's over. Cause my stomach always bubbling anyway.
So it's over.
So that shit just dropped a couple 10 floors. Forget about it. Alex got to clean me up in here.
It was just you and that?
No, it was that's three other right. people with me.
Yeah, they got to clean me up.
It was. They wasn't really shorties, but they, you know, it was women. Three.
Oh, two. When are y'all gonna get got?
Word.
This is the last chick.
What?
On your back. Oh, we ain't die? Oh, my fault.
This guy here.
I'm gonna live.
This nigga Moses.
I don't condone it.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Please take it as a
can't take the pussy.
Don't do it.
No taking the pussy, guys.
No, yeah. No, not taking it.
Oh, okay.
That's what we said. Not taking it.
I'm taking it. It'll just beat right on.
Indecent exposure.
Yeah, that's still a charge.
It's still a charge.
I take the. You say you're going to take the charge.
They probably understand you in that situation. I'm like, nigga, I thought I was dead.
Yeah.
I thought I was dead.
Yo.
This nigga.
I had to get that last feeling.
He's crazy.
Good luck. Good luck, my man.
I'm free.
Good luck with that one. You're not free.
Not again.
You're not free, though.
I think I'm with Ken.
I'm getting OJ.
You're going to plead insanity?
I'm getting OJ a lawyer.
OJ lawyer dead.
I think I'm with Keem, though, having kids.
You still got a firm?
Both of them dead.
I said I think I'm with Keem having kids.
Right.
Having kids, okay.
Yeah, you know I mean? That definitely experience. Altered my life.
Right.
In a lot of different ways. Life flash before my eyes. I've been in an accident or two.
Come on, man. Let's go.
Are you on the bullshit?
Yes. Come on. You gonna say the same shit we just said? Come on, man. This nigga, man. I know he's gonna do that bullshit. I know he's gonna do it.
Yo, Atlanta, what up?
I got something
for
you.
Not me?
I got something for you.
You heard?
It's my turn.
You don't have to tell that story if you don't want to.
I'll tell it.
I mean, just, you know, edit it out.
Nah,
know.
Tell it. You got him hyped? Tell it.
He wanted it.
Boom, 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 boom.
What are you doing? Do your thing. So, I don't know, man. Hold up.
Yeah, that's what
man.
I said.
Hold up, man. Hold up, man. All right, whatever, nigga. We back. So, Atlanta, what up? Break. Shut the fuck up, Dave. So, Atlanta, what up? That time when my life flashed before my eyes when I was shot at in Atlanta.
Okay.
Thomasville Projects or whatever. Right. Yeah, you know I mean? Off of Moreland.
Right.
You know what I mean?
In my projects.
I've heard Gucci shout this hood out, so. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, you know, it was a situation that happened. Me and my homie was together doing things we probably shouldn't have been doing, but whatever. And the people we went to go talk to was on a different mission. Mm-hmm. And their mission was to, you know, yeah, and take us out.
Obviously.
You know what I mean? So the whole entire car, the whole driver's side of the car had 12 bullet holes in it. My man got hit in the ass. I know it's trash, but whatever.
Damn.
That thing got hit in the ass. Damn.
Yo, shout out to you, bro.
Shot me in my ass.
Shout out to the homie.
Shout out to you, bro. Yeah. But, yeah.
That nigga was hauling ass. He's trying to get the fuck out of the way. Hey. He caught one.
It was crazy because when the whole situation went down, we shot back, too. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they didn't succeed at what they were trying to do. So, you know, he got hit. He had to, I ran off. And when I ran off, the kind of car he was driving had loud pipes. So I could hear him driving all around where I'm at.
So you ran off.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Speaking to the mic, nigga.
I'll fuck with you.
Nah, but yeah, but we both shot back. So
okay.
You know what I mean? And I was just like, oh shit. Cause I didn't know where he was at. I didn't realize he was still in the vehicle. You know what I mean? I got out of the vehicle to handle business. You know what I'm saying? I thought he got out of the vehicle too. I'm by a dumpster. I got behind a dumpster, did what we had to do. Then I ran and got up out of there. And I mean, I'm pretty sure if anybody know how Thomasville in Atlanta is, they know what the fuck I'm talking about with the hill and all that bullshit. So, you know what I mean? So, got up out of there. This nigga started driving around. I hear this nigga car and we start calling each other. We got up with each other. And boom, we linked up. Got rid of the guns we had that we fired back or whatever. And we fucking, boom, went to the hospital because he was shot in the ass. Shut up, Dave. And, you know what I mean? And, yeah, life definitely flashed before my eyes. I didn't think I was going to come back from Atlanta from that shit. For real. So, shout out to Atlanta. But that's one of the main reasons why I don't fuck with Atlanta. There'd be too much crazy shit going down there.
Right.
Like, them niggas don't give a fuck down there.
Facts. Bullets flying past your head. Get a little scary.
Right. What up, Moses? What up, Moses?
Yeah, I forgot who.
I ain't touch it, so.
Yeah. I was gonna speak to everybody's stuff.
Nah. Not me. You know I have
huh? OG. That's Grand Marriott shots. And I know I ain't checking about shit.
I ain't drinking that shit.
I lied to you, but I don't take.
OG tripping.
Yeah, right.
Ain't nobody drink that shit.
Yo,
OG be checking for liquor. That's so. What's the pop.
Yeah.
But
that nigga drink it. He just don't remember.
Yeah. That's all.
Shout out to OG.
That's all it is.
He loves me here drink.
What up, Moses?
Tripping about his
always,
shit.
Always when your kid come in.
Right.
Cause you know you always like people don't understand. They always we all say that because we know. Cause you can bullshit when it's just you, your kid. Nah, it ain't time for that bullshit. You gotta go get it. So at the same time, you just become a different person. You move different. Life changing experiences. What's crazy was I was fucking with this shorty, right? This was a crazy story.
I told that shit, Moses.
And, you know, I got it in. And I was about to leave. But a mom came home. So I had to hide in the closet. So I'm up in the closet.
That's
like
your experience?
Huh?
Nah, he said when he thought his life flashed past his eyes.
That happened to me before. I had to hide under her bed.
I had to hide under her bed.
Right, well, hold on. Tell yours afterwards.
So I'm up in the closet, right? You can hear the footsteps. He's like, what's going on here? Because it was shorty and a brother. Brother hold me down. You know what I'm saying? Let him play my games and shit. You
he's got to work.
You know what I'm saying?
I think a bargain with his little brother.
Hey, take these games, video what you games. Gonna do? Yeah.
Go get me some condoms.
But, bro, like, she was standing there asking questions, and the girl was getting so nervous. Like, all I could think about was, like, this is the last time I'm. And so I'm just thinking about childhood and everything. Like, I just thought about like everything that one moment.
She
but the girl played
me.
It so cool, like,
but you got
my mom had
it.
Left. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I looked up, I was like sweat like a motherfucker. It was like, why you sweating? I'm like, shit, I was nervous, motherfucker. Yeah. Shit.
I had that story, but the girl, her mom had came home. I had to hide under the bed. Hide under the bed. Her
so
mom
he was
ends,
under the bed, you
her mom ends up sending
was
the
her
bed
to squeezing.
Nah, her mom ends up sending her to the store though.
Oh shit! So he was chilling.
So I was chilling for a while.
So you was just ready to go.
Yeah, for a minute. And then she's like, "Don't worry." She wrote me a note and was like, "My mom is gonna leave and shit." And was like, "Don't worry, you can leave soon." And I was like, "All right, cool." Then her mom went to sleep. I dipped out.
He was like, "Doo doo doo." But you had that nervous.
I wasn't really nervous.
You was good.
I was good.
You just gonna run out.
Yeah, I was like, nah. If she goes to
I'm
sleep,
in the wrong house.
Sleep, I'm out.
I'm in the wrong house. Don't worry.
This ain't my aunt's house.
Where this tears come from? Oh, I'm sorry, man.
They act like he's sleepwalking and shit. Oh, shit.
Shit, hurt.
It's lit. Snail.
So y'all niggas ain't see Power.
I don't really watch Power.
Nah, man.
I want to see Power, but let me tell you something. I don't want
to
see Power.
All right, well, let me ask this question. What's the last thing you seen from Power?
50 got killed.
Oh, you're trash. Nah, you're trash. You're trash.
I'm hilarious. Sick of it.
You're trash.
50 need to be on it. They killed him. What you want me to talk about?
He come back as a ghost.
No, he
not. Last time I seen him.
Shut up, nigga. No, he didn't.
Last time I seen him,
Angela dead.
Was Angela dead? Yeah, but I don't know, man. I really ain't excited. I'm sorry, bro. I'm not excited about Power.
I ain't judging you. I was just asking if you saw it, but okay, you're not excited.
I'm not excited. I might not want to see
it. I thought but Dave was the one that said, we'll talk about two episodes when we come back. And it's episode 41, by the way. So,
ask Dave DC.
Stand on that shit, Dave.
Ask Dave DC.
I see it.
Huh?
See what I'm saying?
Ask him why.
Angela dead, nigga.
Ask
I heard
him
about
why.
That. I heard about it.
Tommy and Ghost going at each other.
I heard about that. I heard about the funeral, all that good stuff.
Tariq going against his father. I don't want that type of relationship with my son.
Yeah, that
you knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a crazy.
That was the whole plot.
Yep, nah, man.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
That type of relationship is crazy. I feel like Ghost needs to work on that a little bit more instead of just trying to fulfill what he got going on and trying to stay out of trouble.
Well, you got 11 more episodes to watch.
How many?
11.
How many are they coming out with?
13.
They coming out with 13 this season?
Yep.
So you got 11 more.
Damn.
Surround.
Well, Tariq's still on his bullshit, but I still think he's going to save his father. But my take is also that Tommy's going to kill Ghost and go to jail for... He's going to go to jail for Ghost, and he's going to go to jail for Angela.
Okay.
The same way he's going to have to go to jail for the Homeland Security guy, too, that Proctor has a computer about.
Okay.
That computer's still going to come back up.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Man. Okay.
And with this episode, that's me talking about seeing after the first two episodes of season 6.
Angela Gunn. You know
what
I
mean? So what if this shit flip and I ain't seen no episodes? It's new season. What if this shit flip and little Tariq changes mind And he
no, I said that's my take though, Dave.
No, what? No, I'm saying, I'm, this is my little bullshit take with me watch, not oh, watching.
Go ahead.
What if the nigga flip and he end up killing Tommy?
Tariq?
Yep. It could flip. You know, they love doing shit like that.
You see how quiet I got?
Yeah, they could flip.
I like
it's something to think about.
And you ain't even see the first two episodes, right?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yo, Jizzle.
That's crazy.
Okay, Dave.
It's easy. I could write it myself, nigga.
That's crazy.
That might be the plan.
I can see that.
I can see it.
At the end, just a little quick little flip.
I know.
Somebody going to take the fall, but somebody going to get saved. You know what I mean?
Because they do have previews of Tariq shooting somebody in the trunk.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that didn't happen yet, as of now. So who is he shooting?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, Dave. I hate some you, Dave. But you my nigga. I love you. But damn.
That's how it goes. That's how simple it is.
Ah, man.
I can't see him killing his father. He might hate him. I never said that.
I said Tommy would kill his father.
Right.
I think my take is Tommy is going to jail for killing Ghost, killing Angela, and killing the Homeland Security guy he stabbed up in Proctor's crib. Because Proctor still has the fucking computer.
Right. Why he want him to let him know when he...
Mm. Yeah, because...
let me know before.
Tariq said, you can't do nothing to my pops unless you know, unless you tell me.
Okay.
Unless you let me know what you going to do. So, that's the situation. Mm. How y'all niggas feeling? This is motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast. This is motherfucking episode 41. We had Keem and his bitch, Jizzle and his motherfucker. How you feeling, Moses?
Good.
How you feeling, Dave?
High.
This nigga high.
Got to Jizzle.
We out this motherfucker and we was dabbing. So fuck with us. Blow towards that bitch, my nigga.
Jesus Christ.
Yup.
Word. Moses.